And now a look to the Kansas side. Some might say the big news in Johnson County elections happened during the primaries, when conservative Republicans beat moderates in 4 out of the 5 races for the state Senate. But the political landscape has shifted since the primaries. Many moderates have done the unthinkable in Johnson County, crossed over to endorse the Democrat. KCUR's Laura Ziegler asked longtime Johnson County Observer and Kansas City Star columnist Steve Rose what the impact of the endorsements might be, and some of the races that he felt were important to watch.
Well, it's very unusual for a long-term Republican state senator, particularly John Brattle, but also Tim Owens, that kind of experience and commitment to his party to suddenly change their spots and decide to endorse the Democrat for election. It's quite unusual.
What impact do you think it will have on the election?
Well, I won't say it won't have any impact, because I think the margins are going to be narrower than they would have been if they hadn't received the endorsements. But I think in the final calculation, it's going to be the Republicans who are going to prevail because of Romney's coattails. I just think it's, as you go down ballot, people are still going to vote R.
Given the fact that you predict the margins could be slimmer, do you see that possibly having any impact on how any of these candidates support the Brownback agenda?
I think that once they're in, if these Republicans are elected, they're going to sign on to the agenda. We've already seen in the past when certain Republicans bucked the agenda in any way whatsoever, they were targeted by Brownback and his allies in the next primary election. I think everybody's scared to death to be targeted, and so I think that even if they win their elections by one vote, it's still going to be pretty much a lineup on the agenda that is presented to them by Brownback.
Let me ask you about Kay Wolf from Prairie Village. The governor endorsed her, and she's now the only remaining moderate in the Senate. Do you see her leaning in toward the governor's agenda?
I've talked at length with Kay Wolf, and I believe that she's going to maintain her moderate position. She has explained to the governor, many of them and most of them are, in contrast to what the governor wants. I don't think that it's going to change Kay Wolf's votes one bit that the governor has endorsed her.
Do you see the Romney coattails suppressing the Democratic vote?
Well, 4 years ago, John McCain carried Johnson County by 53%. And I think that Romney is going to carry Johnson County by considerably more than that percentage. And because I think everybody knows that Kansas is going for Romney, we're seeing 20% fewer advance ballots than we've seen in the past general election for president. The county is also more conservative than it has been in the past because of what happened in the primary elections. And now it's going to solidify a very, very conservative delegation from Johnson County to match up with the conservative agenda in Topeka. And so there's no question that it is a much different county in its representation than it has been over the last several decades. It's going to definitely have a large impact on what happens to the state.
Okay. Thank you very much, Steve Rose.
Okay. Thank you.
Columnist for the Kansas City Star.